President Obama ran on a campaign calling Afghanistan the right war to fight. Shortly after taking office, he bumped up troop levels by 20,000, an action UW political scientist Charles Franklin says had public support.
In the spring, there was still 60% support for how President Obama was talking about handling Afghanistan.
In August, the top U.S. commander there, General Stanley McChrystal, said 40,000 more boots on the ground are needed to complete the mission, a recommendation Obama sat on for several months. We asked Franklin how much of this is a factor in falling approval ratings regarding the war.
Certainly, there have been a lot of critics of the administration who have criticized him for taking so long, but I don't think that's been the primary driver of falling support. I think it's more the dilemma that if you send more troops, there's no end in sight, and if you pull out, you leave a safe haven for terrorism.
On Tuesday, Obama said he intends to finish the job in Afghanistan, with more details to be announced next week. Insiders say it will be fewer troops than McChrystal's request. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.